Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the church to acknowledge that we have brothers and sisters who are gay.
LGBTs have to find a household of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe.
A gay person who still wants to attend church after the way the church has treated the gay community, I'm telling you, they have more faith than I do. They have more faith than a lot of you.
What's not loving is to look someone in the eye when God says they are in jeopardy of an eternity in hell and merely wink and nod at their sin because you're afraid of being called names.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Sorry, but you might need a bath after this broadcast. This is Wretched Radio. Despite the protestations of liberals who protesteth, apparently they read a lot of Shakespeare. They protesteth that the slope doesn't slip, but you and I know better. When it comes to sin, it's never static. It will always want more and more and more because it's a liar and it loves to have the last laugh. And oh, it continues to work so hard to get it. And it's willing to go to the very bottom of the barrel to achieve its goal of deceiving people, marring the image of God in human beings. And if you will, taking a pot shot at heaven. Not a successful pod shot, but an effort nevertheless. The subject, of course, would be pornography, a slew. And when I say slew, I mean like slew of articles responding to a Guardian report that brought forth some statistics from different surveys indicating pornography leads to pedophilia. We'll sanitize the details because even in, I was reading an article from Nicholas Kristof in the New York Times. He was also been on the banning of pornography because of the depravity that it leads to just gets more and more twisted and grotesque. And I was like, you didn't have to tell us. They use words at these porn sites to help you find whatever your fetish is. And I don't even want to... I'll repeat a couple only to give you an idea of how depraved these websites and that entire industry is. My apologies in advance because these are not dirty words, but what they imply. Oh, Mancilla. Search words. Grandfather and granddaughter. Okay, I think we've had enough of that. And that is why in reading a number of these articles, it required a hot shower afterwards because just reading about it makes you feel downright dirty. Well, imagine what it's doing to the people who are consuming it. From The Guardian, the growing phenomenon of men who do not have the profile of a typical pedophile. Nonetheless, they're being arrested for viewing and possessing child abuse material. By the way, this is a summary of the report from firstthings.com. They grew in their desire for more and more perverse and twisted content. So they didn't start out looking like a pedophile, but that's what they became. And that is where the slippery slope of sin leads so many of these men. They ended up viewing child pornography when their addictions escalated and spiraled out of control. Might I just reject that language, that their addiction spiraled out of control? An addiction doesn't make you do anything. Greg Giffert talks about this. By the way, his new book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, selling like gangbusters, which is awesome because it is a real, I think, exposing of the secular therapeutic. And it reveals this. We've been listening to experts who have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to mental health. And the Bible has better answers. By the way, if you've already ordered and read the book, would you be kind enough to put up, if you thought it was a good book, would you put up a good review? That just helps it to reach more and more people. Greg Giffert, the author of Lies My Therapist Told Me, I think maybe even did it here on Wretched Radio. Alcoholism doesn't make you drive to the liquor store and shop and find your favorite bottle, bring it to the register, get your credit card out, and then drive home. Your addiction doesn't make you put it into a glass if you take the time to do that and then guzzle it down. An addiction doesn't make you do that. You make you do that. You're not addicted. You're enslaved. And the same thing with pornography. People aren't addicted. Now, this article, even in The Guardian and all of the different major networks or the different media outlets have been talking about the dopamine effect and how, you know, you've got to have more and more dopamine. And while I don't doubt that that's a part of it, it still doesn't make you do it. You do not have to click that button. Your supposed addiction, biblical language would be enslavement. It doesn't make you fire up your computer and go searching for filthy things. You choose to do that because you're enslaved to pornography. One person in this Guardian report, quote, "I didn't start out wanting to see kids. I was addicted to porn and I went down a road of being totally desensitized as I got further and further from what was normal." Yep. That would be the modus operandi of sin, and you can bank on it, sir. If you are looking at porn, you're saying, "Oh, not, no, come on." Apparently, that's what a lot of guys used to say. And now they're being arrested, and a lot, I think I read the number, over 800 men are being arrested in the UK alone every month because of child porn images. I'll bet they didn't start out. In fact, if I recall the statistic, it was out of 1,000 men, about half of them, it was a little bit more, said that they never thought they had these inclinations toward children, but nevertheless they were arrested and put in jail for it. And they literally were like, "Oh, I didn't even realize I was doing." Now, whether they're being truthful or not, I don't know. I'm just telling you what a lot of people are stating in these reports. "I didn't even know what, because I thought, you know, it's legal. You can watch it on a bus. So why can't I be white? And now I'm being arrested for it. I didn't start out looking at that stuff, but it just led me there." That is what pornography does. And if you're consuming it in any measure, you're going to go there too. You will. And by the way, maybe it's not in the direction of young children, but it'll become more twisted. And it tends to also become more violent. That is another one of those keywords that you can type in to find this sort of stuff. So just, I don't even want to repeat them because it just, but you can go searching for violent porn. Now, Pornhub would tell you, "Oh no, we make sure that there's no such thing." But as this report reveals, that is not their concern or their care. Christoff tackles that also in the New York Times. That, for instance, one of the videos that should have been taken down because it was child porn didn't get taken down until it had been viewed 680 million times. One of the videos had 16 complaints before it was taken down. These companies, I'm sorry, they don't care, clearly. Why would we expect people who are cranking out this bilge of disgusting filth, why would we think that they have any care or concern for children or adults or being honest? They don't. Back to first things. A growing body of research is beginning to warn of how problematic porn habits can be a pathway into viewing images of kids being abused. And the explosion of extreme content, including child abuse imagery, is not merely feeding a demand, but it's fueling one. The more you watch, the more you need, and it's got to get worse and worse and worse. They crave the dopamine hit because they like the buzz. And so what happens? Just like with anything, you get used to it, don't you? And then you need more and more, which is why I'm close to putting 2 sticks of butter on my popcorn at night instead of just one. You just need more. Ditto. porn. The Finnish group Protect Children profiled 4,500 anonymous child sexual abuse offenders and found that not only was pornography a key facilitating factor, but over 50% first saw child abuse material when they were not seeking it. Pornhub, this is as of May 2020, had 706,000 videos available that had been flagged by users for depicting rape or assaults on children or other problems. Christoph reports that in 2020, underage turned up in 183,301 videos on the site. That's disgusting. There are 183,000 underage perverted, illegal, abusive videos hosted on a website? And we might, like some legislatures and some Christians currently are saying, hey, this is we got to get rid of this stuff. It's really, really bad for people. I think the Christian church has a different message. This stuff needs to go away because it's violently, disgustingly sinful. And yet, does it hurt people? Of course it does. It hurts everybody. It mars the image of every single human being who's made in the image of God. This stuff is nasty. 183,000 videos? How's about 155,000 of them had the keyword 12YO? Disgusting. This is Wretched Radio.
The world says you're broken, a victim of chemical imbalance, just another diagnosis and a long list of mental health labels. But what if they're wrong about you? What if there's a completely different perspective? Dr. Greg Gifford, a Fortis Institute fellow, is challenging everything you've been told about mental health. In our exclusive forum, Psychology versus Scripture, the truth about mental health, available right now for free at FortisPlus.org. That's FortisPlus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You remember when you first discovered solid biblical teaching? It was the moment when the door swung open and everything changed in your life. What if we could fling those doors wide open for everyone, everywhere? Later this year, we're unveiling something unprecedented, and that's why we need you now. More than ever before. Through June 30th, every dollar you give will be doubled through our matching grant. Visit FortisInstitute.org/truth before June 30th because truth, well, it was never meant to have barriers. FortisInstitute.org/truth. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Marriage, parenting, mental health, cultural engagement. The challenges facing today's Christians aren't getting any simpler. But at Fortis Institute, we believe God's word provides the clarity you need. That's why we brought together some of Christianity's most trusted voices under one roof. This isn't just another ministry. It's your daily source for biblical strength and wisdom. All at FortisInstitute.org. Fortis Institute, because standing firm doesn't mean standing alone. You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at FortisInstitute.org/lies.
Mexican. Providence is the word we use to describe God's preserving, upholding, and governing of His creation. God sustains His creation day to day through ordinary means established at the beginning of time, and He intervenes in miraculous ways. In all things, God is working for His glory and for the good of those who love Him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Keep that warm water running. You're going to need it. This is Wretched Radio. Sorry, we do not like... No, we won't talk explicitly, but the very subject that we're addressing today because of the number of news outlets that are reporting on the depravity of pornography and how it ultimately leads to pedophilia... I'm afraid we need to talk about this. We must. We're the church. We should. We're the only ones who can say what we should be doing with this stuff and why. This is an international problem to be certain, but let's just deal with what's on our own back door. And that is a whole lot of depravity going on. And so much of it these days is being perpetrated against children. Get ready for this. By children. It's kids that are molesting kids. Not entirely, but in great part. This is an article from KSHB.com. It's a news outlet in Kansas City. The hospital there is called Children's Mercy, says they're seeing a disturbing trend in child sexual assault cases. But it's kids that are abusing kids. Almost half of our perpetrators are minors. This is disgusting, but it's also, this needs to be broadcast. This is where pornography has taken us. This is where our society has wanted to go, and we have arrived. We're not at our final destination. Believe me, it's going to get worse. We don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but if you go back and you read the Talmud, the Mishnah, in talking about some of the rabbinical writings, Jewish rabbinical writings about the days of Noah and how depraved it was like debauchery central. It was like Las Vegas, what goes on behind closed doors without the doors was being done in public. It can get really publicly raunchy because that's what we're prone toward as fallen human beings. That's what pagans do. They act like, well, you know, pagans. Just read, Jimmy, I don't know if you covered this story or not. In Minnesota, my understanding is a woman was walking around with nothing on her top. Mm. Got arrested. And the judge determined, you're good to go. Because it's just prudish to say that's somehow bad for society or inappropriate. Because men can walk around with their shirts off. And so now in Minnesota, they have a court case where a woman can walk around without her clothing on top. There's going to be more of that to follow. Honestly, I've commented many times to Mrs. Friel, I'm actually shocked that it isn't more perverted in public than it currently is, that there's any sort of decorum whatsoever. That can only be the restraining hand of God that is keeping back the tidal wave of from public view that curbs behavior? Is it the conscience of people? I don't know. When you read these statistics of the kiddie porn videos, that there's hundreds of thousands of them on Pornhub site, I guess that's the big one. There's others, but they're the biggie. Hundreds of thousands of them? Hoy, yay. And those are people who made movies. How's about the people that are just doing that and they don't record it to put it up for cash? Well, guess what? A lot of the people doing that are children. Doing that to children. From the article from Kansas City. The perpetrators of those who commit sexual abuse against a child between 11 and 15 years old. 11 and 15. Let's do some math. We'll do basic math because, well, that's about all I'm capable of. Let's say a kid starts watching porn at 8. Okay, you said that's too young. It's not, but okay, that's what they're doing these days. Let's say 10. Can we say 10? 20-year-old has been watching it for a decade. 20-year-old, 10 years. Not a little, a lot. daily. Some of these guys in these stories about the Pornhub business from the Guardian article that kicked all of this off, that 5 hours a day, 5 hours a day. Incidentally, there was another article out of the UK that tried to do a comparison, like a graph of the production of young men when it comes to work and output. It is just trailed off immensely as porn and video games, but mostly porn and video games, have been increasingly consuming the time of these young men. It just drains the life out of them. And they don't want to do anything but sit there and watch their dirty videos. Last year, Children's Mercy, the hospital in Kansas City, saw 1,000 kids that were abused that reported it after 5 days. Another 444 who were sexually abused within the last 5 days. That's at one hospital in Kansas City. Sit down for this. Victims are most likely girls around 4 to 8 years old. Where's the outrage? Where are the pastors being outraged? Oh, wait. Most of them are not. Why? Because what do you know? Survey says they're consuming it too. Not all of them, but the majority are. The majority of pastors are consuming pornography. They can't preach past their conscience on this one. How am I going to ever judge anybody for their sexual depravity when, well, you know, I watch a little bit of it myself. Nurses are finding more and more that pornography is playing a role in these cases because these kids, these boys start watching it and the engine is revving. And what do? They find the nearest object. All too often, their little sisters. This is a national scourge. They're noticing kids are being exposed to porn at very young ages, around 4 to 5 years old, and they're exposed to violent, graphic porn. 25% of all sex crimes are committed by minors. 80% of the 15 most viewed films portray women being hit, spit on, kicked, and called degrading names. And so many, I can't remember the other report we talked about, I think a few weeks ago, the number of girls who the first time that they were kissed were also strangled. What is that about? Oh, apparently that's what they do in these porn movies. The dude strangles the woman. And we put it up on websites in our government. Quite honestly, I have very few expectations they're going to do anything about it, but the church should. And the church needs to be talking about this sin a lot. Pastors need to be bringing up this subject from the pulpit more than they likely are. Pastor, as godly of a church as you believe you have, and I don't doubt that there's plenty of godly men, there are many that are simply drowning in this smut. And families are getting wrecked, and lives are being destroyed, and young men find themselves lethargic, and as these reports indicate, dysfunctional in the very act that they so desire doing virtually. This is, and now we're discovering that older brothers are abusing younger sisters, and that, what is it, 25% of all sexual abuse cases against minors are committed by minors? This has got to stop. Let me return for just a moment to the First Things article. Do we want to live in a society where it is normative for children to be exposed to extreme porn before puberty and their libidos wired to respond to sexual violence? See, I would go a step further. Do we want to be a society that enables any of this? That doesn't denounce this? That doesn't, I know this word isn't popular, shame this behavior? This requires, this is shameful. Anybody who's engaged in this should be like, anybody who's watching it, and then they should just feel totally ashamed. And by the way, most of them do, which is why in July, not yet, but in July, we're going to be making an effort to get to the campuses with our booklet. I wrote a new booklet called Play the Man. It's not out yet, but we're going to give away these cards where the kids can access it on their phone and read the booklet for free because they're just wallowing in sin and guilt and shame. They're lethargic. Their life feels bleak. They're just dying. and we want to bring them the words of life. We'll let you know more about that in July. Those booklets will be free thanks to our gospel partners and all the people who are supporting us in the Truth Unhindered campaign, which is still going on, by the way. It's a match campaign, so we can give everything away. We currently give away so much. We want to give all of our resources away, all the Sunday school curriculum, the whole shebang. We would just want to give everything away. Need to replace that revenue, and that is where the Truth Unhindered campaign comes in. It's a match campaign. If you would please consider helping us in that regard, we just want to give away more and more stuff, and we're going to be reaching these kids on the campuses in the fall. We'll start the campaign in July. You can find out more at fortisinstitute.org/truth. Yeah, truth. Where almost a quarter of adult American women reportedly felt scared during sex due to porn-inspired violence like choking. Where underage porn users are increasingly abusing other children. Do we want to be a nation like that? And the answer to that question should be an emphatic, absolutely not. And the loudest voice must be the church. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.